All right, on the phone with me, fresh from a breakfast television appearance. It's the one, it's the only, Charmaine Broughton. Char, Canada Day fast approaching.
It is fast approaching, so I wanted to share some delicious and doable recipes with the listeners. The first recipe that I'm going to share is my loaded Caesar salad. My loaded Caesar pasta salad with roasted chickpea croutons. And I actually shared this recipe on Breakfast Television this week as well. So hopefully the listeners will enjoy it as much as the viewers did this week. So I love a good pasta salad, especially come the summer. Pasta is just a great blank canvas for a bunch of kind of stuff you have kicking around. So why not take that stuff and add it to some cooked pasta? So I like to use the shape of pasta, which is gemelli. Now, you could use a penne or a rigatoni, but I like gemelli. And then because it's the pasta Caesar salad, you're going to add some chopped up romaine lettuce. And then I like to really load up my pasta salads with lots of veggies, so some tomatoes and some corn. And then, of course, because it's the Caesar salad, we have to have some bacon in there, right, Kev?
Oh, 100%. It's Canadian, too.
It is. And I mean, like, what is a Caesar salad without bacon? It's basically just romaine lettuce and some creamy dressing. So we have to have a ton of chopped cooked bacon in there, and then some Parmesan cheese. And I like to add some chopped fresh parsley as well. And then we're going to add some roasted chickpeas. So the roasted chickpeas are optional. You could actually just like drain and rinse the chickpeas from the can and add them in as is, but I like to roast them. So to roast them, once you drain and rinse the chickpeas, you want to pat them dry really well. Toss them with a little bit of oil, a little bit of garlic powder, salt, pepper, and onion powder. Place them on a baking sheet, and into the oven they go for about 20 minutes at 425. You just want to toss them once while they're baking or roasting. And 20 minutes later, you've got these beautiful roasted crispy chickpeas that act as a crouton for this salad. The other great thing about the chickpeas is they add like a ton of plant protein, and like the pasta, they kind of stretch out this salad.
They sound fantastic.
Yeah, they're so good. And you can even, the roasted chickpeas are great whether it's tossed in a salad, but they're really nice to have just as a snack. So you could even like just roast up some chickpeas and pack them up to take to the cottage or the dock or whatever for your Canada Day weekend. Like, they're a healthy, nutrient dense and fiber rich snack as is. Then for the dressing for the salad, you're going to take some mayonnaise. Now, I love anchovies in my Caesar salad. Are you an anchovy fan?
I use them for bait when I go fishing, but I'm not opposed I'm not opposed to eating them.
Oh, wow. Well, I love anchovies, so you can use them to bait me.
There you go. Look at you go.
So I love anchovies in my Caesar salad dressing. So you can add really as much or as little anchovies as you wish. Just chop them up really fine, and then some more Parmesan cheese, garlic, of course, Dijon mustard, Worcestershire sauce, hot sauce, lemon zest, lemon juice. Stir that all together, then mix it with your salad ingredients, and you've got this massive, beautiful, veggie-loaded pasta Caesar salad that there's no doubt you and your gang will gobble up this long weekend. So there's that. And the other great thing about that salad is it's almost like a meal in itself because of all the plant protein and so on from the chickpeas and all the great veg in the pasta. It's like a meal in itself, but it's also great with like a burger off the grill or a piece of salmon or grilled chicken. And then the other recipe, I've probably shared this with you guys before, but I'm going to share it again. It's my Herb Garden white bean dip because, you know, often if you're going away for the weekend or if you're having people over, people want to bring something. And this is just a really easy recipe to recreate, perhaps with things that you already have on hand. So you're going to take a can of white beans, drain and rinse them, pop them into your food processor, and then you're going to take any leftover fresh herbs that you have, perhaps, kicking around from other recipes that you've made in the week. So you could do parsley, mint, dill, chives, really whatever you have. Pop them in the food processor as well with a little bit of tahini, lemon zest, lemon juice, salt, pepper, a little bit of chili flakes and olive oil. Buzz it all up and you've got this great nutrient dense white bean dip and all the fresh flavors of the fresh herbs. You know, you can pack it up in a container, and whether you're going camping or, like I said, to a cottage or just hanging out in someone's backyard, bring some veggie sticks and crackers and pretzels, and you've got this great dip to use to dip all your veggies and crackers and so on. And it lasts a few days as well. Like, you could make it on the Thursday and even serve it on a Saturday or Sunday. Just give it a good stir before you eat it. Do we have time for a dessert?
Charmaine Broughton, you know I make time for both you and dessert.
Okay, wonderful. I love it. Thanks, Kev. Okay, so the great thing about this dessert, my strawberry ginger refrigerator cake, is you don't even have to turn on the oven because, you know, we have been in a little bit of a heat wave here. So this is a great dessert that you can enjoy without even turning on the oven. So for this recipe, you're going to take some Ontario strawberries, chop them up. And then you're going to toss the strawberries with a little bit of lemon zest and lemon juice. You're going to set that aside. Then you're going to whip some whipping cream. You need about 2 cups of whipping cream. You're going to whip that up. Add in some vanilla and some coconut extract. The coconut extract is optional, but it is a really nice addition to the whipped cream mixture. Then you're going to fold in the strawberries. And you're also going to add a little bit of icing sugar and a pinch of salt to that mixture as well. Then you're simply going to take some roughly crushed ginger snap cookies, but you could do like a vanilla wafer or like any store-bought yummy cookie. I just like it with a ginger snap cookie. And you're going to crumple them up, and then you, in a baking dish, ideally like a 9 by 13 inch baking dish, you're going to layer one layer of the strawberry cream mixture and then sprinkle on some of the ginger, the crushed ginger snap cookies, another layer of the strawberry cream mixture, and then you're going to finish it off with the ginger snap cookies. You're going to wrap it up. You want to let it sit in the fridge ideally for about 2 hours or overnight. And this quote-unquote cake is absolutely delicious, and the whipped cream doesn't lose its it doesn't go flat. It just stays nice and fluffy, and it's such a fresh, amazing, no bake cake that I suppose you could call it. That again, there's no doubt in my mind that you and your friends or guests will just gobble it up this Canada Day weekend.
Oh, Char, those sound absolutely wonderful. And of course, if you're looking for your recipes, your cookbook, your website, learning more about Charmaine Broughton and her stops on breakfast television, where can they do that?
Yeah, so all the recipes that I just shared with you today, Kev, are up on my website, charmainebroughton.com, along with my recent breakfast television segment. And my cookbook, Delicious and Doable, is also available on my website, but it's also available at Fanfare Books in Stratford at 92 Ontario Street. So, hey, what better adventure this Canada Day weekend than the folks of Stratford to head on out, support a local business, and pick up a copy of Delicious and Doable so they can head to Fanfare Books for that.
100%. And you can always find a link to Char's website at mystratfordnow.com in the on-air section, and we'll have everything there for you as well. Char, thank you so much.
My absolute pleasure.